صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم. اعلی حضرت امام احمد رضا خان رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ واز وانس انوائٹڈ ٹو ا ریلیجیس گیدرنگ ان سم نیبرہڈ آف بریلی انڈیا. دی ڈیووٹیز ارینج فار ا پیلاکوئن. پیلاکوئن از کالڈ ا کنوینس کیریڈ بائی مینز آف پولز ریسٹنگ آن دی شولڈرز آف سیورل مین. اعلی حضرت رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ گاٹ آن ٹو دا پیلاکوئن. Four laborers picked it up on their shoulders and started to walk. After they moved just a few steps, Ala Hazrat suddenly called out, "Stop, stop, stop the palanquin." The palanquin stopped. He got off immediately and asked the laborers humbly, "Tell me truthfully, which one of you is a Sayyid?" Sayyid is known as a descendant of the grand family of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, "I can feel the fragrance of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam stepping forward." One of the laborers said, "Your honor, I am a Sayyid." No sooner had he completed his sentence than the great mujaddid of the era, Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, took off his blessed imama and put it on the blessed feet of the Sayyid sahab. Then with tears streaming from his eyes and hands clasped together, Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi besieged the Sayyid seeking forgiveness in these words, "Honorable Prince, forgive this mistake of mine. I have unintentionally made this mistake. Oh, how dreadful! I took right on the shoulders of the Prince, whose blessed slippers is the crown of my head. If, on the day of judgment, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam asked me, 'Oh Ahmad Raza, was it the use of the delicate shoulders of my son to bear the burden of your palanquin?' then what should I reply? And how great insult it would be to claim my love for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. Having made the Prince forgive him verbally several times, Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi expressed his last wish saying, 'Dear Prince, the only way to compensate for what I have done unknowingly is that now you sit on the palanquin and I would carry it on my shoulders.' Upon hearing it, people's eyes welled up in tears, and some of them even screamed emotionally. Despite his repeated refusal, the laboring prince had to get on the palanquin. What a heart-rending scene it was. The Imam of Ahl-e-Sunnah sacrificed the honor of his divinely gifted abilities and worldwide fame at the feet of an unknown laborer prince for the sake of the pleasure of the greatest Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, now you have seen the love of Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi towards the Sayyid sahab. May Allah have mercy on him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.